10 to 11 is the time. Are you looking around the house and thinking to yourself, oh, I want to move, want to get the for sale sign up, I could do with somewhere to go that's different from the view that I'm having? Or are you considering maybe staying where you are and doing a bit of renovating? If you are staying, I presume you're going to have to spend extra money. Will it put the value of your house up if you do renovate? Let me talk to a man who talks about this on the telly regularly, Charlie Luxton. Charlie, good morning.
Frank.
Hey, Charlie, I'm just wondering, you know, I have a friend who's in a bit of a dilemma, doesn't know whether to actually sell the house and move or do a heck of a renovation job. It's going to cost a few quid. Now, if you do a big renovation, you really need to be staying, don't you? Or does it automatically put the value of your house up?
Well, it's all complicated. There's, you know, every house and every situation is slightly different, but if you are trying to increase the value of your house, the report, the Hiscox report, tends to suggest that making it bigger is the way to add value. So whether that be extending a kitchen to make kitchen diner, loft conversion, or creating an additional bedroom, you know, they'll put up the price of a house by about 10%. If you're making the garden over or putting in a new bathroom, it's much lower. It's 1 or 2%. So, you know, making additional space adds value, but it might not necessarily make you happy. So I think there's always a trade-off there, isn't there, between about making value, a house as an asset, if you like, and home, which is, you know, obviously its main function.
Yeah, you got to understand in your own mind if this is the place you want to be at, if these are the neighbours you want to have, and if so, put the money in. The idea of converting the attic, is that always a good way to go?
Well, it can be. I mean, it adds about 10%. The report indicates it adds about 10% to the value of the house. So, you know, loft conversions are undoubtedly a useful thing. But a lot of people, and I go and look at a lot of houses where people think, oh, we're thinking of converting the loft. And when you get up there, it's really tight. You know, the loft spaces aren't really big enough. A great thing to do, if you're thinking about converting your loft, is walk out your front door and look at the other houses on your street. If no one's really converted their loft, it probably isn't going to happen, because it probably isn't the space.
And this is what it's down to, whether or not you can basically stand up in it. That's a bit of a telltale sign, isn't it?
That's a start, yeah. If you can't stand up, you've probably got a problem. But I think what's interesting, and I think what there's clearly a generational shift in the whole way that we're approaching renovations. And the report indicates that older people are less likely to feel sort of empowered to take on their houses and make changes and improvements, and the younger people much more so. So since 2013, only 3% of people were doing improvements and rather than moving. That's now gone up to 15%. So there's a huge rise in 5 years. And if you actually look at millennials, so between 18 and 34-year-olds, that's over a quarter. So younger people, probably because the steps on the housing ladder, if you like, are so high, are choosing to stay put and make things better. You know, and actually, the point of moving is that there's stamp duty, there's estate agents, there's moving fees, there's setting up new utilities. It's a hassle. Undoubtedly, doing a refurbishment is a hassle, but I think increasingly people are deciding that that's the way to go.
If some young couple were thinking of buying a house, say, lower end of the market at about 120 grand, and they knew that they would have to do work on that, when does it become not worth the bother? If you have to spend how much? If you 120 grand buys the house, would you need to be decorating it, or sorry, renovating it for 10 grand, 20 grand, 30 grand? At what point does it become too expensive to renovate?
It's a really difficult one because, you know, houses that are, you know, 120 grand doesn't leave you an awful lot of room to work with. But if you can do some of that work yourself, if you can paint and, you know, replace the kitchen and redo the bathroom, either yourself or working with some people that, you know, to keep the costs down, it will add value. There's no question. But I think what is interesting, though, is that if you are improving your home, you know what's happened to it. You can then do a really good job. I think quite often if you move into a new house, you know, things start to go wrong quite quickly because people sort of dress it up, make it look lovely, and actually underneath the sort of fundamentals haven't been dealt with. And actually the report sort of indicates that things like rewiring and new boilers, while they do add some value, people are much more interested in adding space because that's really where the big bucks are.
And what about conservatories? Because, you know, that adds space, but we've sort of gone off conservatories, haven't we?
They're a dying breed. They're a dying breed, Frank. Conservatory applications and people doing it have gone down about 74%. Now, a lot less people putting them on. And I think because they've realised that actually they're not massively useful. They're either too hot or too cold. And there's probably about half an hour in May and another hour in September when they're absolutely perfect to be in. But they're, you know, they're too hot or too cold. And I think people are actually probably taking on extensions rather than conservatories. I think for a long time, the conservatory was sort of an easy way of extending space. And now people are actually, you know, biting the bullet, if you like, and doing proper extensions to their homes.
And finally, Charlie, we're addicted to these TV programmes. There's so many blokes like yourself and girls like yourself who are on the TV doing home improvement, home sales shows. They are a great watch.
They are, because everyone's got a home. Everyone's got to live somewhere. Do you know what I mean? Everyone has a home, whether they own it or not. And I think they're about people, aren't they? They're about the stories of people's lives and the journeys they go on. I mean, I love making programs. They're following people building their own houses. It's a real pleasure to see what people achieve. And to be honest with you, I am constantly amazed at how diligent, dedicated, resourceful people are when they take these projects on. It's a real eye opener.
Absolutely. Good speaking to you, Charlie. Thanks for your time this morning. Thank you. Charlie Luxton from the TV. Right, good morning. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Not a day for doing much ripping or wrecking. If you're taking off a roof, you've chosen the wrong day today. Right, we are, of course, open for bottle or draft, whatever's on your mind.